Welcome to Pennywise, a Lee Enterprises podcast. I'm Amber Moten, the producer and editor of the show, filling in for Nat Cardona.
Tis the season. The season for shopping and big deals, anyway. While shoppers have already seen early Black Friday deals in October from retailers like Amazon, Target, and Walmart, a survey reported that only a quarter of verified buyers during Amazon Prime Big Deal Days purchased holiday gifts. Waiting for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, maybe? And are those deals even really worth it? Joining me today from NerdWallet is personal finance expert Kimberly Palmer to go over what to buy and what to avoid on two of the biggest shopping days of the year. Kimberly, thank you so much for joining. Let's just go ahead and dive in. My mom mentioned that she's had a TV for years that isn't working properly. Should I plan on waiting for Black Friday to get her a new one?
Yes, Black Friday is actually a great time to buy big electronics like televisions. You have another opportunity in February around the Super Bowl. So if you miss the chance, it's okay. You have another chance to get great TV deals. But it sounds like your mom might need it sooner. And Black Friday is such a good time because we see those prices on big electronics, including televisions, drop on Black Friday and the days surrounding Black Friday. So it's the perfect time to buy.
What are some of the other good things to buy during those post-Thanksgiving sales?
Definitely anything in the electronics category, which includes appliances, both large and small appliances. So if you are in the market for anything like a vacuum, a coffee maker, anything like that around your house, Black Friday is when we see the lowest prices on those items. So it's the perfect time to pick those up. And then if you need to stock up on any winter clothing, winter jackets, any of that winter gear, it's also a great time to buy on Black Friday. So basically, those are the highlights. You want to think electronics, big electronics, small appliances, large appliances, and then winter clothing.
Awesome. I am definitely in the market for a new winter coat. So I will hold off until Black Friday to go looking for a new one.
Yeah, you'll see some great deals.
Okay, so how about, what do you think should be avoided?
The biggest category to avoid on Black Friday is toys and holiday decor. And that is because the prices on those items keep dropping as we get closer to the holidays. And so you don't want to make the mistake of buying them too early because you will pay more. However, you do want to keep in mind that if your child or the children in your life want a specific toy, we do start to see inventory really drop as we get closer to the holidays too. So it might be worth paying a little extra just to make sure you get that one item they really have their eye on. But in general, you want to wait on toys and holiday decor, and then also sporting goods. So we do see lower prices for sporting goods as we get closer to Christmas as well. So if you can, you want to wait on that. And then tools and home improvement items is another category that we tend to see lower prices hit as we get closer to the end of the year and even into January.
Oh, goodness. Okay. That's definitely things to write down because I had a lot of things on my, of those on my list for shopping. So I'm really glad I'm talking to you now.
Yeah. And it's really helpful if you do have a list like that, you can actually use a tracking tool like Honey or Camelizer browser extension, and you can track all these items. And so then you can see as soon as the price drops, which if it's in the right category will be on Black Friday, you can go ahead and make that informed decision of whether or not it's a good time to buy.
Oh, that is a great shopping tip.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Do you have any other holiday shopping tips? I know I see a lot of buy now, pay later badges. Is that something that's a good idea to take advantage of?
Well, basically, you want to be a little careful with buy now, pay later, because basically it does give you that flexibility to spread out your spending. You're essentially breaking up a payment into usually four chunks. And so instead of paying all of the money up front, you can pay it over time. However, you want to be careful because you still have to pay that money, and you don't want to enter the new year with a lot of debt and a lot of payments that you owe. So as long as you're careful about it, ideally, really the best way to cover all of these expenses is out of savings, but not everyone has that option. And so Buy Now, Pay Later can offer some flexibility and it lets you spread out those payments over time.
Gotcha. And then one of the drawbacks I know personally for me about shopping during the holiday season is the pressure to get the perfect present or please people. Do you have any tips for mitigating that?
There is so much pressure. And I think the best thing we can do is to kind of step away when we start feeling that intensity. Basically, retailers want you to feel that. They want you to get wrapped up in all of that stress because then we end up spending more. And so the best thing we can do as shoppers is to kind of step away and give ourselves space and breathing room. One really helpful thing is because Black Friday sales are not just on one day. They tend to start earlier and last longer. So you don't have to buy everything on one day. And actually spreading out those purchases over time can make it easier on our budgets and also just easier emotionally to handle all of that intensity.
That's great. That definitely will help relieve some stress when it comes to holiday shopping. Is there anything we've missed that you wanted to make sure that all of our listeners got to hear about Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
Just one more thing we've noticed this year as a trend, because so many people are feeling that stress of inflation and higher prices, a lot of people are talking with their family and friends and saying, hey, let's scale back a little bit this year. We'll all spend less. And it's something that everyone can get on board with. And so it might be a good idea just to have those conversations early. And that way you can save money.
That's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, it's Mark Manuel from my friends at Clower Heating and Air Conditioning. You know, winter's just about here. So now is the time to make that appointment with Clower so they can check out your furnace and make sure it's running the way it's supposed to. Don't wait until one of those frigid Iowa, Illinois nights when it's 20 below. You know, we've been really happy with Clower Heating and Air Conditioning, and I can highly recommend them as they were great for us. Call Clower Heating and Air Conditioning today, 309-794-0101, or just search out Clower Heating. That's K-L-A-U-E. On the internet.